world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the Situation Room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that I say or you hear somebody else say and you check it out with the word of God. Because if I or anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, well, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth that's found in the word of God. And we don't have to be afraid to tell the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to be afraid to stand up for the truth because God is on our side. We don't have to bag up or shut up, but we can stand up and speak up for the Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you're getting the truth out the word of God, then God is indeed on your side. Good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plum pleasure to have you in this Situation Room. We hope and pray that you have gotten up and you got your day off to a real good start. Hope that you was able to get a devotion in this morning, read that word of God, have a good prayer. It's nothing like getting up in the morning and praying and reading your Bible. You just feel a whole lot better. You feel like you done your part. And see, when you know you done your best, you can trust God to do the rest. Did you hear what I said? When you done your best, then you can trust God to do the rest. Oh, yes, you can. Mm-hmm. All right, we're happy to have you today in the Situation Room. Today is the day that we focus in on our Bible questions and answers. Bible questions and answers. And I love it. I just love it, love it, love it when we have Bible questions and answers. Oh, yeah, you want to turn me on? Oh, just give me some Bible questions and answers. You know, when you just start talking about Jesus, you start talking about the Bible. Lord, now that'll light me up like light bulbs on a Christmas tree. You want to see me come to life? Oh, just start talking about Jesus. And I believe you the same way. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. When somebody start talking about Jesus, that lifts your spirit, where there was a frown, it turns into a smile, your eyes start glowing. Oh, yeah, you light up like a Christmas tree when they start talking about Jesus. I ain't the only one that does that. You do it too. Yes, you do. All right. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning in the Situation Room. All right, let me get these questions. Oh, before I get these questions, just in case, let me give you some contact information. Just in case you have a Bible question. If you have a Bible question, listen. Write that in. Send it in. Call it in. Listen, you just don't know how many people that you are helping with these Bible questions. So send it in. You may think that, oh, well, this Bible course, and this is ignorant. This is a bad course. No, there's no question that's a bad course, and there's no just ignorant question or stupid question. No, it's a good question. If it's on your mind, Somebody else has been thinking the same way. Yeah. So send it in. If it's a marriage question, send it in. Listen. Everybody is going through some of the same kinds of problems. Yeah. Some people is getting ready to go through some stuff. Other people are already in some stuff. And then other people are coming out of some stuff. And so that's why we need to help one another. And so you are helping with these Bible questions and marriage questions and these topics about the Christian life. Yeah. So if you got a marriage question, Bible question, question pertaining to the Christian life, go ahead and send it in at BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com, BibleWayIrvin@gmail.com, or you can call it in at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. All right, we got three good questions today. Let me see, can I get all three of them in? All right, if y'all pray for me, I believe I can get them in. All right, first question. My Muslim friend don't believe that God is a Trinity. He says that the word Trinity is not in the Bible. What scripture can I give him to help him see that God is a Trinity? Very good question. Okay, my Muslim friends don't believe that God is a Trinity. He says that the word Trinity is not in the Bible. What scripture can I give him to help him see that God is a Trinity? Yeah. Even though the word Trinity is not in the Bible, you can see that concept, Trinity. See, when we talk about Trinity, let me explain. When we talk about Trinity, we are talking about three persons in one nature. Did you hear what I said? We're talking about three persons in one nature. See, we believe that God is a Trinity. Three persons in one nature. There's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Three persons in one nature. Mm-hmm. See, the Trinity is implied when you look at Genesis. Let's start at the beginning. Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26. God says, "Let us make man in our own image." Did you hear what I said? God said, "Let us." He used the pronoun us. He says, "Let us make man in our own image." Who was God talking to? I believe God was talking to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God the Father was talking. He was talking to God the Son and the Holy Spirit. And so God was saying, come on, let us make man in our image. And God made man in the image of God. He didn't make him in the image of an angel. He made him in the image of God. Because when you look at the first part of the chapter, everything that God created, he made after his kind. He made the animals after their kind. He made the creeping things after his kind. The cattle after his kind. The fish after his kind. And so, but when God made man, he said, let us make man in our own image. Man is not made in the image of a baboon or a monkey reptile. No, man is made in the image of God. And God said, let us. Then when you go over to look at Genesis chapter 11, verse number 7, God says, let us go down. Let us come down. Let's go down there. And so in the Tower of Baal, when they was building the Tower of Baal, God said, I'm going to go down there and confound the language. He says, let us go down. Again, we got that pronoun us. Who God talking about? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Then when you go over to Isaiah chapter 6, Isaiah chapter 6, you see the concept again. When the in verse 3, the Bible says he's talking about these cherubims in the temple. The year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah said, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Verse 2, above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings with twain, or two. He covered his face, and with twain, which that word twain means two, he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried to another and said, now listen to this, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. Now, why did these seraphims, why did they say holy, holy, holy? Why did they say three holies? It's because God is a Trinity. And then that was one for God the Father. There was one holy for God the Son. There was one holy for God the Holy Spirit. Then look at verse number 8. It says, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for, here it is, us. Who will go for us? Why did God say us? Again, he's talking to the Trinity there. This is a board meeting. See, this is like a board meeting. So when God created man, God called a board meeting. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. When God went to destroy the Tower of Babel, he called a board meeting. God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. When God got ready to send out Isaiah, he said, who will go for us? He's talking about God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you see it. It started, that concept of the Trinity started in the Old Testament. And then one of the clearest concept of the Trinity is in Matthew chapter 3. Go over to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 verses 16 and 17. When Jesus had gotten baptized by John the Baptist, the Bible says, verse number 16, then Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, and whom I am well pleased. So we see the Trinity right there. We see God the Father speaking out of heaven. We see God the Spirit. The Spirit of God came out of heaven. Because the Bible says, and lo, the heavens was open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove out of heaven. And then we got God the Son being baptized. So we got the Trinity right there. God the Father, God the Son, and then God the Holy Spirit. Then when you read John 1 and 1, see the question was, give me some scriptures. So that's why we're getting scriptures today. So hopefully you can write some of these scriptures down. John 1 and 1. When you look at John 1 and 1. The Bible says in John 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And notice that Word is capital W-O-R-D. And the Word, capital W-O-R-D, was with God. And the Word was God. Do you see that? Do you see that? Capital W-O-R-D. And so the Word was God. Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And so we're going to see that the Word was Jesus. When you look down here in verse number 14, the Bible says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And so we see That John 1:1. Then when you look at John 10:30, Jesus says, I and my Father are one. That's another scripture, John 10:30. Then also in John 14:9, the scripture says, if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. That's what Jesus told Philip. Philip said, you know, show us the Father. Jesus says, Philip, if you've seen me, you done seen the Father. Because why? As we said earlier in John 10:30, I and the Father are one. So we see God the Father is God. God the Son is God. And then when you read your Bible further, you'll see that the Holy Spirit is God. Because over in Acts chapter 5, verses 3 through 4, Ananias came in and brought some money and laid it at the apostle's feet. And Peter says, why have you lied unto God? He said, you hadn't lied to me, but you done lied to the Holy Ghost. He called the Holy Ghost God. Go read it out your Bible. Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. And then when Jesus was commissioning his disciples, when in Matthew 28:19, he says, go ye therefore teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So Jesus said we need to get baptized in the name of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So again, we see the Trinity. And then I think I'm going to say this, and we're going to have to move on to the other question. But one of the clearest verses on the Trinity is 1 John 5:7. And a lot of times people overlook this verse, but I want you to see this in your Bible. 1 John 5:7. It says, for there are three that bears record in heaven. Are you listening to me, beloved? Let me read it again. 1 John 5, not St. John. This is 1 John over near the book of Revelation. 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bears record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. Did you hear what I said, beloved? There are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, who's the Word? That's Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. Now that's very clear. These three are one. So that's why we believe in the Trinity. Even though that word Trinity is not in the Bible, the concept of the Trinity is in the Bible, and it can't get no clearer than 1 John 5:7. So those are some scriptures. Hopefully you had a pen and paper and wrote some of those scriptures down. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Let's see, can I get this second question in? This second question is, how do you know that you have the Holy Ghost? That's a good question. How do you know you have the Holy Ghost? Well, the Holy Ghost will let you know that you got the Holy Ghost. That's one of the best ways. See, the Bible says in Romans 8:16. Let me see that right quick. Romans 8:16. Let me turn over there. Y'all praying for me. Romans 8:16. Romans 8:16 said the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. There's something on the inside that lets you know that you are indeed a child of God. See, the Holy Spirit, just like the Holy Spirit convicts you of sin, just like the Holy Spirit lets you know that you are wrong, then the Holy Spirit also lets you know that you're right with God. Yeah, he lets you know. See, if you're not right with God, then the Holy Spirit is going to convict you. He's going to let you know that, nope, you got to fix that. You got sin in your life. And then once you done got that sin out your life and you done accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, there's a peace that comes over you that surpasses all understanding. And it'll guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And the Holy Spirit lets you know. Just like your mama and your daddy lets you know that I'm your mama, I'm your daddy. They let you know that. See, you weren't there. You was there, but you didn't know when you was born. They told you, your mama and daddy told you when you was born. Your mama and daddy told you where you was born at. Your mama and daddy. So it's the Holy Spirit is just like, you know, your mama and daddy. He's letting you know that you are born again. Yeah. So that's one of the clearest ways that you know. Yeah. Don't let a lot of times preachers or teachers or other folks try to tell you, yeah, you're saved. No, the Holy Spirit tells you if you're saved or not. And then another way that you know that you're saved is you bear the fruit of the Spirit. You bear the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. Are y'all with me this morning? Y'all with me out there? Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22 and 23. The Bible says, for the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Did you hear what I said? The fruit of the Spirit. And notice, it didn't say fruits with an S on it. No, it says just fruit. See, once you get saved, see, I don't hear people say, you know, I got love, but I don't have no joy and peace and long suffering. No. Listen, when you bite an apple, let's say in an apple, it's got all kind of vitamins. Let's say it's got vitamin A, B, C, E. It's got all kind of vitamins, got all kind of minerals. Yeah. When you bite that apple, you don't say, okay, I got vitamin A. I bit some vitamin A, but I didn't get no vitamin B and vitamin C out of that bite. That's foolishness. Listen, when you bite that apple, whatever is in that apple, you get all of it. Yeah, in the same way, when you get saved, you bear the fruit of the Spirit. There's love. You also got joy. You got peace. You got patience. You got gentleness. You got goodness. You got faith. You got all of that. Yeah. See, it's just like a child. When a child is born, a child takes on the characteristics of his parents. Yeah, it acts like its parents. It got some ways of its mama. It's got some ways of its dad. It takes on some characteristics of the dad and the mama. In the same way, when you get saved, and one of the ways you know you got the Holy Spirit, you start taking on the characteristic of the Holy Spirit. And the characteristics of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. And so you start looking like you are a child of God. Yeah. If you say you got the Holy Ghost, but there's no holiness in you, then something is wrong. Because see, the Holy Ghost has come to make you holy. And see, and when you got holiness, you got love and joy and peace and long suffering. You got all of that. You begin to bear the fruit of the Spirit. Yeah. And then, you know, the old folks used to say, the things I used to do, I don't want to do that no more. The places I used to go, I don't want to go there no more. And then the third thing, you have a hunger and a thirst for righteousness. Yeah, one of the ways that you know that you got the Holy Ghost, you start desiring the things of God. Yeah, you start wanting the stuff of God, and you start having a hunger, and you start having a thirst for righteousness. I mean, nobody is going to tell, once you get saved, nobody's going to start telling you and making you read your Bible. You want to read your Bible. It's just like when a baby is born into this world, you don't have to tell that baby, now drink your milk. Drink your milk now. You need to drink your milk. So you can, no. That baby is going to be crying for milk. Yeah, that baby is going to want some milk. Same thing. You're going to be crying. You're going to be crying for man, I just need more Bible. I need more word. Man, look like the preacher didn't preach long enough. Because, see, you be wanting more. You be wanting more. You be hungry and thirsty for the word of God. Yeah, your appetite change. Yeah, your appetite change. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once you get saved, once you get the Holy Ghost, your appetite change. And then, fourthly, you discover that you have a spiritual gift. Yeah, and you start wanting to serve the Lord. And once you start serving the Lord, then you start understanding that you got a gift. Once you start doing something in the church, folks say, wow. Folks start saying, wow. You know, how did you do that? Start looking at you like, you enjoy doing that? And it may be something they don't enjoy doing, but you really enjoy doing it. That's because that's your gift. See, what's hard to another person may be easy to you because that's your gift. It's just like for me. I love to preach. I love to teach. Now, preaching and teaching, if I ask somebody to teach and that's not their gift, they just about panic because that's not their gift. But if you ask me to teach, you can ask me to teach, you know, at 1 o'clock in the morning. And I got to teach at 1:30. Hey, it don't bother me because that's my gift. That's my gift. That's my gift. And that's how you know that you got the Holy Ghost. You know that you got the Holy Ghost is because you got a spiritual gift. You can do something that, as the old folks used to say, that nobody else can really do. All right. Oh, boy, my time done got away today in the Situation Room. I had another question, but we'll just have to save it for next time. All right. Thank you so kindly for joining us today here in the Situation Room. Now, let me encourage you to stay with us the rest of the day. Remember, my format here at KLITB is at the top of the hour, we minister in the Word. And at the bottom of the hour, we minister in the mix. That's music and a whole lot more. Now, y'all get ready. Get ready. Get ready now for Miss June. Miss June Hunt, boy, she's a wonderful, just a great counselor. So listen to her in just a few minutes. Then at 9 o'clock, we're going to take a look in the book. I'll let you listen to a portion of a sermon that I preach right here at Bible Way Community Baptist Church, a wonderful church right here in Irving, Texas. If you ever come to Dallas-Fort Worth, you got to stop by and worship the Lord with us right here at Bible Way. Then at 10 o'clock, that's time for a program called Unshackled. It's a radio drama, and it'll make you face yourself and think. Then at 11 o'clock, we're going to take a deeper look in the book and let you listen to a portion of our Wednesday night Bible study. Then at 12 o'clock, in missing any of these programs, guess what? We began to rebroadcast them. So listen to us all day long. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a co-worker about us. Because we are in your corner right here in the Situation Room. God bless you. Have a good day.